Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Mark Skirl talking about Azure Batch, an introduction to Azure Batch.
Yeah, so
Azure Batch, I'm really excited about it. We just launched it, and basically we're providing job scheduling as a service. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make it super easy for our customers to be able to execute applications and compute-intensive applications at scale in Azure.
And it's the at-scale part that's significant. This isn't Azure Scheduler, Azure Automation. This is Azure Batch.
This is
batch processing.
This is big scale. Yeah. We don't talk about single-digit VMs or low numbers of VMs. You know, we get excited about hundreds, thousands, or even tens of thousands of VMs.
Seriously,
tens of thousands of VMs, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so we've got a little bit of an example scenario slide here. What's going on?
Yeah, so I think it's useful to look at some of the workloads, and this has been picked the first one. It's on the media transcoding or the encoding. I think it's a perfect example of a computationally intensive workload that can run great in Azure. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you might have, let's say, 100 videos, and then you need to encode them to maybe different screen sizes, different resolutions, different bit rates, and so on.
So does that mean Azure Media Services is a client of yours?
So that is. It's a great example. Azure Media Services does use Azure Batch underneath the covers, and it's a perfect example of someone who wanted to write a service that needs that large-scale compute, but didn't really want to bother with all the infrastructure and all the work of doing that large-scale job scheduling and managing all the VMs and so on.
Now, speaking simplistically, someone might say, well, I can just as easily write a for loop and make a bunch of virtual machines.
Sure.
But then they're responsible for them, and that doesn't have that abstraction level of batch job.
Right.
That's a bunch of puppies
Absolutely.
I now have to
feed. Yeah, I mean, I think that's, if we go into this, we've definitely worked with customers who before batch have had to do their own thing, and they've got these large scale, they're doing maybe rendering or Monte Carlo simulations, and the insurance industry is pretty popular. And they have to develop this massive infrastructure. And you know, as we see it here, you know, you've got, especially if you're dealing with hundreds or thousands of VMs, you've got to get those and manage them, and then the applications you want installed on them, and then start the tasks, and
this is
queue up.
This is administrivia. This is not fun. Right,
I'm making. You don't
the
think
next,
so?
I'm making the next. But I'm saying I'm making the next great Toy Story. I don't want to have to do these things.
Absolutely. So that's why we thought we saw like this need for this sort of infrastructure. We saw multiple customers basically trying to reinvent this. And as you say, it's infrastructure. I call it plumbing, and it's nothing to do with your core business. It's purely plumbing, and you can get into it and you can start off small, get something running. But man, once you get into it, and especially once you start scaling, it becomes a massive drain on your resources and your development time and managing your service and so on. So basically we're taking all of that and providing that to our customers as a fully managed service in Azure.
Let's see something real.
Yeah, so let's just actually start off with the portal and bring that up here. So I just thought I'd show you where we are in the portal. We've got batch services here now.
Right.
And you go into new, and we're under, hopefully intuitively, under compute.
That
and
makes
we can
sense.
See the batch service here. Usual sort of quick create. Type, you know, come up with your account name.
And batches are by region.
And batches by region. So you can see here, basically we're in every single region. So even though we're preview, we're in every single region.
And for people who may have seen other Azure Fridays earlier, there's a lot more regions.
There's new regions literally every week or two.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Absolutely, yeah. And we keep up with
okay.
those.
Okay, so you got a bunch of batch services listed there.
Yep, let me close that. So yeah, I've got a bunch listed here.
In Europe?
Pick on, they're actually in Europe. Yeah, yeah, we launched at TechEd Europe, so I've got
course.
A bunch of accounts there. Usual sort of experience. We've got a pretty lightweight portal experience at the moment, but we're going to be, you know, building on that over time. So it's basically account management.
But you have the important things, and if you need to get to
Absolutely.
Their overview and sample code, you can get started.
Absolutely.
Quickly.
So we've got the links to the PowerShell, all the documentation, the forums, and you know, getting started, sample code, all that sort of stuff. There, all accessible here.
So you said thousands of virtual machines. Do you have a demo that's going to give me a couple hundred virtual machines? You can impress
I've got a couple
me.
Of hundred. I haven't got you a few thousand,
I would
but
be
I've got a few hundred.
I have three, the power of three virtual machines. I want to see hundreds of virtual machines working for me.
So it's always interesting trying to demo this because it's, you know, it's infrastructure, and as I say, it's plumbing. So how do you show the power? So what I've produced is thought it'd be fun to do an OCR demo. OCR, sort of very computationally intensive.
Yeah, optical character whole recognition.
Bunch of, optical
when computers read pictures of words.
Absolutely. So we got a whole bunch, about 130 scanned images up in storage. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to run some open source OCR. I think that's an important point. You know, with batch, you can run. It could be a custom application that you've written, but it could be just an off-the-shelf application. You know, that expression encoder, WM encoder, or in this case, it's a purely open source OCR application.
All right, so you've made a little app here.
So I've made a little app, purely my very bad, but just based on the .NET sample running in a web role, running locally here. And what I can show you here, we've got a batch explorer that we've made available. Mm-hmm. So you can visually browse batch, have a look at the accounts that you've got. Our concept of VMs is called a pool, browse the pools, browse all your jobs, and so on. And do that in a really nice way in this UI here.
And the fact that you said pool, that really gives you a sense of the up-leveling. I mean, there's infrastructure as a service, but this is big batch work as a service.
Absolutely.
We're not thinking about onesie, twosie VMs.
Absolutely. So this is, if we have a look here, this is, we've got a group of VMs, and this is our pool. We make it really easy to create the pool. Mm-hmm. Literally a line call, hey, and I've got 200 small VMs here.
Wow.
We can see the VMs listed on the right here.
This is allocation steady. That implies that they're warm and they're waiting for us?
The allocation steady means that at any time, you can make an API call and resize this pool. Mm-hmm. And it's just simply set the number to different. Could set it down to 100. You could set it up to 300. And that's all you do. Then we'll work in the background and go and get those VMs. And then a key thing, especially actually on the initial allocation, is literally they'll come available in a few at a time, tens at a time. As soon as the first one becomes available, we'll make use of it and submit the work to that.
To get the work done.
Yeah, to get that work done and maximize your utilization. You don't have to wait for all of them to be available.
And am I paying as if I had done my poor man's for loop and made 200 of these things, or how is the pricing structure?
Yeah, so the pricing, basically you pay for the compute. Mm-hmm. So as you, once these VMs are effectively ready to use, you are paying for them per minute as your compute.
So it's very predictable.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we do have a per hour fee for batch as well. It's a small percentage on top of that compute for the value
fee.
Of batch. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So you've got these 200.
So we've got the VMs here. You can see here on the bottom right, these are the files I've installed on those VMs, and we make it really easy to pull those files out of storage.
So these are the things needed to do the job.
These are the things needed. This is the application dependent files and so on.
Sense.
And then what I'll show you here is this is a heat map. So we get a visual view. There we go.
And each box is a machine?
Each box in this case is a VM. And we've got 200 and they're all idle. They're doing nothing at the moment.
All right.
So we better get them busy. So in my fantastic UI here, I'm going to say process the files, and there's 130 of them here.
All right.
So this is basically creating the job, and this is going to submit 130 tasks, one per scanned image, and we can see here them light up. So it's going to call the OCR application. It's going to pull in the particular scanned file onto the VM.
So you said max task per VM1. In this case here, you made a one-to-one relationship between a job and a VM. You could change that.
Absolutely, you could, yeah.
And already there's 130 virtual machines doing this work for me.
Absolutely. So in, about 2 seconds, we've submitted a job,
130
tasks. No, and it's live and they're all working.
That's insane.
And then these will take a minute or two to actually run.
But the warm idea is important. In some other demos I'll do, this is a couple of minutes to fire up a virtual machine.
Sure, yeah.
You've got them working like that.
Yes. Now, I did go beforehand and create them. So it's a choice you make as effectively the developer in this case.
Mm-hmm. So as the administrator of this, I can decide. Could I make a smaller number warm and ready to go?
Absolutely.
And then as I see pressure, I could make the pool bigger.
Absolutely right. So you could keep a few ready to go, so you start making progress instantly. And then actually either manually with your metrics, or we've got built-in auto scale. So every minute or two,
we'll
evaluate.
That was my next question.
And you can look at the load, maybe the depth of the queue, how much work have you got queued up? And then depending on that, we can automatically scale up or down for you. And I think that's one important thing is the down. So we're all about maximizing your utilization and allowing you to just pay for what you use. and not having idle VMs.
Yeah, exactly. And so this almost feels kind of like cloud services in the sense of there's a virtual machine out there. It comes and goes as it pleases. The application is described in a very kind of clean manifest.
Yep.
You bring it up, you put the app on, it runs, you get in, get out, do the work.
And yeah,
see, they're going away. They're finishing up.
Now. Yeah, they're finishing up. So they take 1 to 2 minutes to do these scans.
And how do we define what's an error if one of these goes red?
Yeah,
I know
an error could be, yeah, I mean, there literally could be, we pull these files, for example, from storage, and maybe you forgot to upload one from storage.
But does an error indicate that my job, my OCR failed? Is this an application level error, or is this?
No, this is more of a batch level error. So something went wrong. You might have specified maybe the executable that you wanted to run, and it's no longer there.
Right.
In storage, so we couldn't load it, and that would then go to an error. Yeah.
So kind of mentally referring back to that slide, all of that administrivia, the administration of fails and bad actors and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
All handled for me.
Absolutely. It's one of those things when you get more and more involved and you think, well, I could have one of these guys and it freezes and takes up my VM forever and ever and ever, and I might not notice it for a week.
Yes.
Well, with batch, you set a max wall clock time and you say 1 hour. If any of these take longer than 1 hour, then something's gone wrong, and we'll terminate that task. And then if you say so, we'll actually try it again up to so many times before giving up on it. So we handle all that complexity for you.
Yeah. That is fantastic. Cool. We're going to have Mark back on Azure Friday to talk more about Azure Batch in depth here on Azure Friday.